This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll learn about the State Justice Department's newest employee, a sniffing dog trained to detect electronics for the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
First, WPR reporter Sarah Lear joins me here in the studio to talk about WPR's spring member drive. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good to be here.
We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your WPR listening.
Listener support makes up the biggest piece of the funding for the programs you count on. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so, so important.
And here's the cool thing. Today, your support will go twice as far. So a generous group of donors will match all donations up to $60,000.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation is really key here. So join in to meet this match before the end of the day. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've just been listening to a segment about homeowners insurance, and it's very timely because we've been having some crazy storms in Wisconsin. WPR is news you can use. That's what I love about it. We talk to experts, and then we tell you why you should care, why it matters. I mean, sometimes it's how do you save money? Sometimes it's, hey, this is what your elected officials are doing. But everything we do, we have you in mind because we're listener-driven, and so anything that we put on the radio is for you. And when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. And as a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount is right for you. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a great source of information about the nation, about the world. Here in Wisconsin, of course, we got you covered. You value WPR for the lifelong learning it brings to your life. You learn something new every day, year after year.
This continuing education is possible only because of support from listeners like you. Like any education, you get out of it what you put into it. Invest in your education at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My life would be diminished without Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I wouldn't want to do without it.
It's just a comfort to me to have it on while I'm making dinner. And it
gives you a whole different perspective on things.
Many, many times I've listened to the radio and it's made me laugh or cry.
Wisconsin Public Radio is my
source for connecting to the world.
For everything I like to hear on the radio.
For everyday listening.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Sarah Lear. And your support during the spring member drive, it makes the news and these discussions, the music you enjoy on WPR possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, it'll be matched dollar for dollar right now. And it's whatever you choose. That is the right amount.
You can turn on the radio every day without an upfront charge and enjoy hours of trustworthy news and in-depth conversations. WPR is available to everyone because listeners like you help cover the costs.
Join in today. Become a member with your first ever gift of $10 or $20 a month. It'll be matched dollar for dollar at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today, when you support the programs you value on WPR, give the amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month, some give $100 a month or more.
Whatever amount you give, it'll support the programs that are a part of your life, that enhance your life, like the news and the information, the entertainment. So give now whatever amount feels right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A successful member drive works when everyone joins in. And to encourage you, we have a $60,000 for dollar match. It's still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And you can ask for your WPR limited edition Larry t-shirt. Support the WPR programs you value and show your appreciation for WPR's legendary Larry Mueller. Ask for your WPR Larry t-shirt while supplies last at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer yet, become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Miko in Madison says, I appreciate the local journalism. Miko, thank you for your support. Join in now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.
It's Wisconsin Today. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has a new canine working for the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
The 2.5-year-old yellow lab named Granger won't be sniffing for drugs, bombs, or people.
He is a specially trained electronic storage detection, or ESD, canine who can track scents given off by things like flash drives, SD cards, and other computer storage devices. Those can contain vital evidence in cases of child exploitation.
He is one of two ESD canines in the department. Agencies across the state are seeing an increasing number of tips and arrests for these crimes.
We're learning more about how these dogs are trained and how they're helping the state investigate internet crimes against children. Alex Bull is a special agent with the DOJ who's the handler for their other electronic storage detection canine, Moose. And Tammy LaPinka is a senior special agent in charge of the ESD canine program. She was formerly the handler for canine Kozak, who passed away last year. Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And Alex, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Alex, can you introduce us to your electronic storage device canine, Moose? Tell us a little bit about Moose as a dog before we get to his job.
Yeah, Moose is just turned four. He's a four-year-old black lab. He essentially was received from Jordan Detection down in Indianapolis back about almost 3 years ago for DOJ, and we've been working ever since.
And Tammy, can you tell us a little bit about how canines like Granger and Moose are helping the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force?
Yes, they are a great asset. They're helping us in searching for items of evidentiary value in child exploitation investigations. So as you can imagine, we may search a whole house looking for electronic storage devices, and you could miss something. Something as small as a micro SD card can hold a lot of different files of contraband. So the ESD canines help us go through that residence or car or outdoor search and locate those items so that we make sure we don't miss anything.
Alex, take us into a situation. I'm sure you can't give case-specific things, but you're using Moose in an investigation. What would that look like if I were watching you lead Moose into action?
So typically, Moose and I get called, and since we're a state agency, we get called literally as far north as you can think and as far south as the state line goes, obviously. And we are constantly going throughout the state. And so I'll typically get a request either via Tammy or through the detective itself asking for us to kind of help out with their investigation. Usually they've already obtained a search warrant and have done a lot of the case investigation themselves and are kind of just reaching out to us kind of to marry up with them to kind of just really kind of help out at towards the end of the investigation. And the people that we are going after know that the devices that they are hiding stuff that they shouldn't be hiding they will oftentimes place it in places that you and I would not be able to see. But Moose can go in and he has an exceptional nose and can smell the specific odor that they are trained to for even the smallest devices that are hidden by our bad guys.
And Tammy, how important are these electronic storage devices that Moose and Granger are finding in the investigation of internet crimes against children?
Some of these are key devices. They are holding the contraband that, as Alex said, suspects don't want us to find. So they are the worst, the material things that maybe they manufactured themselves, where they did a camera hidden somewhere to capture these images or videos, things that they really don't want others to find. The dogs can also be utilized to search for hidden cameras. So if you have a report of, say, a school has a hidden camera somewhere and they want to verify that they located all of those devices to make the families in their community feel secure again about that facility, we can run these dogs through that facility to verify that all of those hidden cameras have been located as well.
Alex, I think I have this right. You did some training in Indiana with ESD canines. What does that training look like?
Yeah, so Moose comes to the Jordan Detection, they are trained for, I think, upwards of 6 or 7 months specific to this scent that I can get into later if you like. So they're trained there, and then basically the handlers go down and they kind of get introduced, and they do a pretty extensive training there to kind of get paired up, lack of a better term. And basically really the work that is done after the initial training is kind of about a year long, where you really kind of get imprinted with the dog. And so it's an ever-changing process, and continual training is absolutely paramount.
And Alex, you just mentioned there's a particular smell that these dogs are looking for. I wouldn't have thought that there's a smell to electronic storage devices. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, ironically, you say that too. I up about 6 years ago, I had no idea that this program even existed. And so when I started with DOJ, I kind of got introduced to this stuff as well. And so this is kind of still a new program that's kind of getting more and more speed throughout the country. Basically, what these dogs smell is a substance called TPPO, and that is a substance that's sprayed onto any device that can store any type of files, like video files, picture files, stuff like that. And so this substance is sprayed onto these devices. All of these devices have this specific substance, which is the TPPO, and that basically makes it so that the device itself doesn't overheat. And so that's what Moose is trained on. That's what Granger is trained on, and any other ESD dog is trained on that specific smell.
And Tammy, I know dogs are generally interested, right, in the world of smell. How do they get trained, and how do they stay on focus on one particular type of smell when they're on the job and not get distracted by, you know, all the other interesting stuff out there?
So that's scent work with canines. You'll hear dogs smelling all sorts of things. They are all trained very similarly. Mm-hmm. So these dogs, like Alex had talked about modestly about how the training continues after they go to that initial training at Jordan Detection, they train at least 2 times a day. So these dogs are food reward dogs, all of the ones that have been through DOJ, and they only eat when they work, which means if Alex or Cade don't have a search warrant that they are taking their canines to that day, they have to set up training 2 to 3 times a day in order to feed these dogs. So being a handler is a lot of work. These canines are training every day on that odor. So once they're in work mode, they know they want food. They're all labs, so they want food. So they're going to work hard to find that odor so that way they can get the food reward that they're looking for.
We're talking to Tammy Lapinka and Alex Bull, special agents with the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation, talking about how they work with electronic storage device sniffing dogs to help investigate mainly internet crimes against children. Tammy, you trained with the DOJ's first ESD canine, Kozar. It hasn't been that long, but what have you seen when it comes to training and development and figuring out how to make this this partnership with the dog work better and better over time?
So my canine, Kozak, began in 2018. He was the first canine in the state of Wisconsin. And so our goal starting out is we wanted to expand the program to make this accessible to law enforcement throughout the state within a couple hours at most, instead of the long travel time that I had in the beginning. And so we're working to expand that, getting the dogs more accessible to each law enforcement agency so that way they can be a better tool locating these devices and this key evidence in child exploitation investigations.
Alex, I should ask, what does Moose actually do when he detects you know, that thumb drive or whatever he finds.
Yeah, so his indication is to sit. So a lot of times as soon as he sees something, you'll see an indication physiologically he'll change. Breathing habits will change, his snorting, you know, his tail wagging. But his indication is just to sit, and he'll make eye contact with me, and that's my signal that he has found something. But he does a lot of things that that most people don't see when he's getting into what we call into odor. And it's fascinating.
Tammy, I wonder, a lot of the focus here is, of course, on child exploitation and internet crimes. Are there other uses where a department could call you up? I can imagine maybe a fraud investigation, and you're looking for that thumb drive with the crypto passwords or something like that. Are these dogs available for use in other kinds of investigations?
All of the dogs in the state of Wisconsin have deployed on every case imaginable. So as you could imagine, most crimes now have some sort of technology base. So any crime that has that evidence that you're looking for that has electronic storage, these dogs could be deployed on. That could be a missing person looking for a device outside in the woods that maybe has died, so you can't search for it any other way than the odor on it. They can search for cameras anywhere, inside, outside, things that have been buried. They really have been key in a lot of different investigations, not limited to child exploitation.
And Alex, I understand that Moose helps comfort children as well, not just investigating for these thumb drives and whatnot, but some other parts of the job as well.
Yeah, he's an exceptional dog. I wouldn't say that his ability to comfort is the best. I think he's very good at doing that. I was a little worried when we were told that I was going to get a year and a half old lab. I mean, we've all seen the labs that are bouncing off the walls, and Moose is just not that. He's an exceptionally kind dog, and we've been around children that have been obviously in my line of work have been crying. And Moose picks up on that and will go sit next to them or put his head on their lap. So he's aware of what's happening around him and will kind of dial in to provide that support.
Tammy, is there enough of Moose and Granger to go around, or is there more demand for this kind of electronic device sniffing canine in Wisconsin?
There is a huge demand. As I stated, in 2018 is where we got the first canine. We realized that demand pretty quickly. DCI has had now two additional canines. We have partnered with many different agencies that are also affiliates within the Wisconsin ICAC Task Force that have ESD canines as well. So there is 10 currently in the state of Wisconsin between DOJ canines and other local agencies that are affiliates to our Wisconsin ICAC Task Force. And we could still use more. So like I said, we are continuing to try and expand the program to make this a tool that's accessible to law enforcement throughout the state.
We'll leave it there. Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Alex, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Tammy LaPinka and Alex Bull are special agents with the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation. They're with us today to share how they use electronic storage device sniffing dogs to help investigate internet crimes against children.